For tourists, Mallorca has a lot going for it. A bright, happy personality, fueled by its fantastic climate and friendly people. Long, golden beaches, intimate hidden coves, stunning architecture, wonderful food. But you can't drink the water out of the tap. That's not just an inconvenience, it's an environmental headache. A non-profit organisation based on the island is offering a solution. Clean Wave is an initiative of German entrepreneur Philip Bayer.
So you've got some areas in the island where the water quality is really bad, and you've got others where the water quality, in principle, it's drinkable, but the taste is just not very good. What we're doing, we're trying to convince people to install filtration devices in their homes, in offices, in the hospitality industries, so they can actually filter the water and water can be consumed on site, and people have an alternative to single-use plastic bottle consumption, which is complete madness here on the island. Just to give you some ideas, we're consuming about 1.5 million beverage containers a day, so that's daily in the Balearics, and about half of those make it to the rubbish management facilities, and the rest, that's roughly 750,000 containers a day, are lost. They might be lost in the environment, or they're lost in the system, so they might actually be in some different containers, so rubbish containers, which then get incinerated, but we simply don't know. What we know is that only about half the stuff that comes here by ship, because everything is brought from the mainland, only half of that actually then ends up or finds its way to the rubbish management facilities.
With the work that you're doing, what's been the response to that? Have people been quite positive, or is there quite a bit of pushback on it?
Yeah, that's always a difficult question to answer, because of course when you start off something, we started 2.5 years ago now, you know, the plastic issue wasn't as popular as it is now. That is super positive that the plastic issue has arrived in the mainstream media. Everyone is talking about it, everyone is understanding it, mostly understanding it. So now, if you ask me what's the response, it's of course very positive. At the beginning, it was much more difficult because you needed to explain a lot more. And I guess that's also very similar with anything you do new. You know, at the beginning, it's a lot harder. And at some stage, hopefully, you reach a tipping point and that becomes easier. And you just need to have the stamina to actually push through and get there.
Is it mainly hotels that are taking you up on this offer, or is it just the general public that is, say, putting it in their homes? Have you seen a particular difference in the take-up?
When we started off, the idea was, let's find some bottles, sustainable bottles. So then stainless steel was the choice. So we issue bottles to people, but that doesn't really help because they can't refill them anywhere. So we had bottles, but we didn't have any refill stations. So then we needed to find spaces that would be interested and motivated to participate, where people then could walk in and refill their bottles. And of course, what you try to do then when you start off, you try to create maximum impact. So we started off with contacting the big tourism organizations here, the big hotels, their big headquarters, big office spaces, where we then managed to convert big office spaces with 300 people, 800 people, 1500 people in one office space who were issued CleanWave bottles and water fountains were installed. All the employees had an alternative, because beforehand, before we came in there, there were fridges filled with plastic bottles and the employees could just take bottles. No? So that way we managed to get bottles out and we got some users. And of course, then the aim was to then look at where do those people go for the rest of their day? Where else do we need to be present for them to refill their bottles? So then we started working, talking to restaurants, to yoga studios, to fitness studios, and to some shops. And then again, once you reach a certain critical mass on users, so those with the bottles, and on refill points, and you're creating awareness on the issue, I mean, that's why we're calling it Clean Wave, and it's a Clean Wave movement, then you're creating a little bit of a ripple, and then one step kind of follows the other, and then you're getting demand from users who then themselves speak to some potential partners and say, why don't you offer water for free? And from other restaurants and yeah, yoga studios, whatever they are, businesses who say, well, I actually think this idea is great and we'd be happy to support it. How can we help?
That's Philip Bayer. Find out more about the work he and his team are engaged in on the Balearic Islands at cleanwave.org.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.